The Baird government is pushing ahead with its plan to merge local councils, despite ongoing opposition from councillors and community groups. New South Wales Premier Mike Baird says that the council mergers will allow local government to work more efficiently and will save $2 billion worth of ratepayers' money over a period of 20 years, a claim based on a report by independent accounting firm KPMG. But documents obtained under the Freedom of Information Act by Liberal Lane Cove councillor Scott Bennison have cast doubt on the $2 billion claim.
It appears that, from what I've looked at, there's about $190 million error just in our proposal. So to extrapolate that error out, you know, you're looking at a $680 billion error, which is just fanciful.
The confidential draft cabinet documents reveal the methodology used in the report by KPMG. But Councillor Bennison says that the methodology used was inappropriate and that the numbers used for Lane Cove Council's modelling are unrealistic.
Apparently they engaged KPMG to do this on the 24th of November and did it in 18 business days. So how could you really properly analyse these merger reforms in an 18-day period, which goes towards, as I've always stated, back-of-an-envelope reform?
Other studies into council amalgamations have found no strong evidence to suggest that larger councils are more cost-efficient, according to Dr. Bly Grant, a senior lecturer in political studies at the UTS Institute for Public Policy and Governance.
At the end of the day, we still don't know whether or not it leads to economies of scale. Certainly, we can say that there's no unequivocal evidence that suggests that it definitely leads to savings in a magnitude that's consistently impressive.